at the very beginning of Parshas Yisro. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu has been apart from his family for throughout the period of the Makos, and now Yisro, months later, several months after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yisro shows up in the Midbar, and he comes with Moshe's family. He is Moshe's father-in-law, and he's traveling together with Moshe's wife, his daughter Tzipora, and Yisro's grandchildren, Moshe's children, Gershom and Eliezer. And the Torah gives us their names, and the Torah once again tells us why they have the names they have, which is odd. We've heard this before. Why does the Torah have to tell me once again? His name was Gershom, and the reason is Ger Hayisi Be'eres Nachriya. We heard this much earlier, near the beginning of Chumash Vos. Rabban says, he has a brief and I think very, very powerful comment. Ramban in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Gimel, beginning of Parshas Yisro. Even though this is not where they were born, the Torah described the birth of the sons of Moshe in Parshas Shemos. Yifaresh Shem Habanim. We explain here the names of the children. Now Eliezer, we didn't really get the name and the reason for the name of Eliezer earlier. Kasher Perashi B'Seid Ve'el Shemos. But he says, Gershom is also repeated. Gershom is repeated, rather. Gershom is repeated. Uvechan Ratzel Hazkir, so Hachesed She'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Here the Torah wanted to mention the great Chesed the Ribbono Shel Olam had done for Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehaya Ger Be'eretz Nachriya. He had been, as the Pasuk tells us, he names him Gershom, Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nachriya. I was a stranger in a foreign land. Now, he gave him the name when he was born, years earlier. V'nosein Sham Hoda Lashem. There already, then, at the time of the birth of Gershon, a different time and a different place, it was back in Midian. He was giving Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Hoda to Ribbono Shel Olam, Shehitzilo Mecher Paro, Bevarcho. Both Gershom and Eliezer, Ramban points out, both names are really names of Hoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I made it to a foreign land. Why is that? Why is that a positive name at all? Ger Ha'isi Be'eretz Nachriya. He named Gershom for his suffering. Rabban appears to be explaining that both names are really names of Hodah. Hodah Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That he managed to survive. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run for his life. He was a fugitive. He had to flee Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled him to survive. He made it to Midian. He was a Ger Be'eretz Nachriya alive. It was already true then. V'atahu Melech al Yisrael. But it's repeated here because now, not only did he survive, now he's thriving. At the time, he was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, power such a powerful monarch of Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled me to escape his clutches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled me to survive, to escape to Midian. Now he's Moshe Rabbeinu surviving. He's thriving. Hu Melech HaYisrael. He's the king of the Jewish people. The Hidabiyah, power of Amo Biyam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the agency of Moshe Rabbeinu, has destroyed Paro. The tables are totally turned. I believe what the Rabban is driving at is capturing the following idea. You say to your spouse, I love you, a couple months after you're married. Authentically. I'm married for 6 months, I tell my spouse, I love you. It's real. But in a healthy situation, ain't no doma that I love you 6 months into marriage to that I love you 16 years or 60 years, Mirtz Hashem, into marriage. It's far deeper later on. It doesn't mean that it was fake or false. Initially, it was genuine, but it's become so much richer over time. I think that's what the Ramban is capturing here. When Moshe said, named him Gershom initially, Kiger Hayis Be'eretz Nachriya, that was an authentic, genuine hakaras of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu had done tremendous chasadim with Moshe. Baruch Hashem, I survived. Baruch Hashem wasn't executed in Mitzrayim. There was so much to say thank you for. But as genuine and real as it was then, it was so much richer years later. It was true then. That Karas HaTov was true then. It was far, far, far more deeply true later on. It doesn't take away from the authenticity of the earlier stage. And yet, the Torah repeats it because later on it had taken on far, far greater meaning. Something to think about in terms of the growth of recognition and the growth of relationships.